Efter al den kunst, efter al den musik, når man bevæger sig rundt i Wien, ja, man kommer overhovedet ikke udenom den. Jeg ved ikke, hvordan mennesker har det generelt, men jeg har det altså sådan en gang imellem, at jeg har lyst til at danse, og jeg kan godt viske i øret, at jeg er altså ikke særlig god til det. Og jeg bliver det heller ikke her, men jeg kunne blive det her, hvor jeg er gået indenfor, fordi jeg er inde hos Elmeier Walzer, som er en verdensberømt danseskole, hvor man lærer, ja, det kan I næsten høre i baggrunden, at danse vals. Man kan også lære alt muligt andet inden for musik, men det er hovedsageligt vals, man her praktiserer. Og jeg er sikker på, at hvis jeg tog mig sammen og var her længe nok, så ville jeg også kunne lære at danse vals. Men faktisk har jeg en mulighed for bare at tage en enkelt times kursus, eller måske to eller tre, hvor meget tid jeg nu har i den tid, jeg er i Wien. Jeg når det ikke rigtigt den her gang, det tror jeg i hvert fald ikke. Så derfor er jeg gået indenfor, og jeg taler med direktøren for Elmeier Walzer. And then we change to English, because all the other interviews have been in German, but there's one thing which I noticed when I went inside here. It is that your teach in English. That means, I know, that the Danes nicht so gut Deutsch reden, but they are quite good in English, actually. And that means they have a chance to learn when they come in here. So please tell me, what is, yeah, first your name, your position and all this, and then what is to learn, what is the tradition of this fantastic school?
Well, thank you very much. Now, my name is Bernd Erblich. I'm the director of the Elmeier Dance School. And we teach not only dancing, we also teach etiquette and manners. And of course, our goal is to preserve the ballroom culture that is so beloved by the Viennese people.
So that means if I'm not able to behave in the right way, then I can learn it here. And then I can, as a bonus, also learn to dance. But if I come from Denmark, in this case, and I'm just here a few days and with a bit of planning, then I can come in here and learn to dance?
Yes, if you visit here to Vienna, it would be great to have a dance lesson at the dance school, and you could learn some steps of the Viennese waltz. Depending on how much time you have, it would be great to spend several lessons, because Viennese waltz is easy to learn. It's easy to learn the first steps within 1 hour, but to master the Viennese waltz and to actually have this floating movement around the whole room, it might take several hours.
So maybe several years, I think.
It depends on how talented, of course, you are. But there's always room to learn and to improve. And there are plenty of dancers who practice for several years to make it really look good and effortless. But of course, after a few hours of learning how to dance, you will be able to enjoy the Viennese waltz at the ball, for example, and go with your partner to a ball and enjoy these turns, this movement, these floating motions of the Viennese waltz, which makes it so exciting.
You say go to a ball. If you say that in Denmark, you won't find a ball anywhere. Maybe if you are under education, then you can dance a little bit longshi before you get your student examination, something like that. But here in Austria, especially in Vienna, you have a ball tradition. That means you can come in from outside and you can take part in a ball. You can dress you up nicely and you can dance the whole night if you want to.
Yes, so in Vienna we have several ball festivities, about 300 each year. The majority of them would take place between January and the beginning of March or end of February during our ballroom season. And of course there are plenty of ball festivities later on as well. So depending on whenever you would come to Vienna, you would be able to find a ball that suits you best and you would be able to attend a ball. So it's public, you can buy a ticket, and there are hundreds of balls to choose from, whichever suits you best.
I think it's a fantastic idea, because I think that basically people want to dress up sometimes. They want to look in the mirror and see, that is not that bad, which I thought, and then they want to use it. And but they have a problem, because they may not have a ball suite hanging in the closet at Denmark. So what do they do here in Vienna?
They could borrow, for example, a dress. So for the gentlemen, they could borrow a smoking, they could borrow a frack, so white tie or black tie. And the ladies could borrow a dress for the ball. That's there are plenty of places here to borrow one and then go to the ball. And of course, the dress and the way the things you wear would also have a great impact on the whole evening. So if you're really dressed up and everyone is dressed up nicely around you, it makes a totally different mood in the whole room.
So no Snickers, not. Yeah, you can learn. You can use Snickers when you learn it, but
no
for the ball.
No sportswear at all. So at a ball, it's a festive dress code, so that the ladies would wear a long ball gown up to the floor, and of course would have nice shoes with leather soles. They're actually able to dance with them. So there are no sneakers, there are no jeans or t-shirts. You really have to dress up nicely to go to a ball, and that's also something special. That makes it special, because everyone tries to look the best and dresses up nicely, and it really affects the whole mood.
It sounds very good, especially in this world. A lot is going on around the world. You always have a chance to cope with it. You can just dance. Anyway, there's a very special reason to visit you instead of I guess there are some other dance schools too. You're one of the most famous, I will say maybe the world most famous dance school when it comes to waltz.
Yes, and that's because we have, since over 100 years, we've been really part of this Viennese ballroom culture, this ballroom tradition. And we have thousands of students, we've had thousands of students within the last hundreds of years. About 10 to 12% of the whole population in Vienna visited our dance school. So it's really the place to go if you want to learn something about a ballroom dancing, about traditions, and of course about the Viennese waltz. And how to, for example, go to a ball, participate at the ball opening ceremony, or be a debutant at one of these Viennese balls.
It was very nice to meet you and also to see the facilities, and I can only recommend people to come to you if they want to learn to dance.
Thank you very much.
Tak for snakken til Bernd Erblik fra Elmeyer Danseskolen i Wien. Og som Edward Strauss sagde det tidligere i rejseprogrammet, hvis alt andet går galt, så dans. Og det var egentlig vise ord, sådan som verden til tider ser ud til at være. Men man skal jo lige have lært det først. Dermed var vores besøg i Wien til ende. Næste mål for vores roadtrip var Mozarts fødeby Salzburg, der dog også byder på andet end historien om en af historiens allerstørste komponister. Men det er klart, at Mozart fylder meget, men ikke det hele. Man kan også møde den østrigske folkedragtkultur. Man kan spise de ægte Mozart-kugler, som dybest set ikke rigtig har noget med Mozart at gøre. De er bare opkaldt efter ham. Besøge det historiske domkvarter, lytte til moderne jazz og meget andet. Det kan du høre om i tredje afsnit af vores rejseprogram om køreturen over Dresden, Wien, nu Salzburg og som siden skal ende i Leipzig. Mit navn er Søren Clouding. Tak for nu.